don't break bad news by yourself. Because you never know when someone is going to go bad crazy all over your ass. It's Breaking Bad News.
It's Chris in the Morning Rush on 93.1 Jams. Breaking some bad news, Madtown. It has arrived.
Yes, it has. And we, at this point, we all know that it's going to happen. We're all going to have to break bad news at some point. So, you know what? Get some friends to help you out, which would be Kristen and Trey.
A friendly conversation. And we've got our girl Kim on the phone. Good morning, honey. How are you?
Hi. I'm doing okay. How are you?
I'm good.
We're good. Yeah. What's going on?
Okay, so my really good friend, Sherry, broke up with her boyfriend about a year ago. And she seems to be doing well. She looks like she's moving on. I've kind of always had a thing for her ex. I know. So I was, you know, of course I didn't, like, act on it at all when they were dating, but we've kind of been hanging out together lately, and I never said anything about, of course, about, like, having a crush on him, but now that it's been a year, and it just seems like she's moved on, and kind of, she's already dating someone else, too, so, you know, I think she's over him, and I think I want to start dating her ex.
Stop. No.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
We have to be supportive.
So I want to call the... let her know that I want to do that.
Oh.
Yeah.
How do you think she's going to respond to that?
How do you...
I really don't know because, I mean, we're still really good friends. I've never done anything to break her trust. And I don't know exactly where she is. Like, it seems like she's moved on. So I hope that's the case and she can be like, don't worry about it, blah, blah, blah. But I also am a little bit worried.
So what if she hasn't moved on?
Then that's going to not feel fun. I don't think she'll be happy.
Will you still pursue him?
I mean, that's hard because I don't want to lose my friendship.
Yeah.
So I think it would be, just be like a conversation and I don't know. I honestly don't know.
Well, hopefully, because you're conned, we're going to help you out, that she has moved on. She got a new man. She don't care. She's not even attracted to him. She probably like, he was even good in bed. You can have him.
Yeah.
But you never know.
But that's your friend's ex. I don't know.
Yeah. I know.
Well, all right, girl. This is what we're going to do. We'll play a song. Then when we get back, we will help you break the bad news to your bestie, Sherry, that, yes, you are interested in her ex that she broke up with a year ago, and you want to continue a relationship with him, and so you are letting her know. Hopefully, she has moved on and won't bother her.
Yeah.
Next with Chris in the Morning Rush, right here on 93.1 Jams.
Let us help you break bad news. Because let's face it, you never know when another person is going to go bat cray all over your ass. We'll take care of you. It's Breaking Bad News.
It's Chris in the Morning Rush on 93.1 Jams. We have Kim on the phone. She has to break some bad news to her bestie, Sherry, that yes, she wants to date her ex.
Wow. Yeah. I mean, I guess her friend Sherry and her boyfriend broke up like about a year ago. And so I guess Kim's always had a thing for him. And she said Sherry's starting to move on. She's dating somebody else. So she wants to call her and say, hey, I want to start dating your ex. Yeah.
Is this a girl code?
I think it is.
Well, we will see. Kim, this is what we're going to do, honey. We're going to mute our phone. You'll be able to hear us. Sherry will not, and then we'll eventually chime in, okay?
Okay.
All right. Good luck, girl.
Good luck.
Hello. Hey, how's it going?
Hey, what's up? I need to talk to you about something. Can you, do you have a minute?
Okay. What's going on?
Okay. So I love you and I'm so glad you're my friend and I'm just really grateful for our friendship, right?
Yeah.
Okay, well, I just, like, always want to be honest, and I just, I feel like it's okay to talk to you about this, because it seems like you're in a really good place, and, like, you are really into who you're dating, and it's been a year since the breakup, right?
Oh, geez.
Wait, So okay. I wanted to let you know that that your ex and I have been hanging out. You know, like, we've always been friends, so we've been spending some time together, and I have developed feelings for him, and I just wanted to tell you that and see how you felt about us dating since it's been a year, you know. So I just wanted to kind of put it out there and see, you know, how you feel about that, because, you know, I know it's been some time and it felt like you were into who you're dating now, and I just wanted to see, like, how you felt.
Honestly, I'm kind of shocked you're asking me this.
Here, let's chime in.
Yeah, let's chime in.
Good morning. Is this Sherry?
Yeah, wait, what's going on? Who?
This is, we're friends of Kim's, Krista and Tracy from Krista Morning Rush on 93.1 Jams. How's it going? Probably better than you would expect.
You put me on the radio?
I just felt like it would be good to have some help with this, because I just didn't know what would happen.
Oh my God.
Well, I know that this happens because I watched the Dr. Phil show.
Oh, okay.
And I have watched soap operas before back in my heyday. This does happen.
It does.
Sherry, we are here to help to break the bad news. That is true. Kim just told you, girl, that she is interested in your ex. First off, I want to know, have you moved on yourself? Because that's really the most important question.
Right.
Do you even care about this man?
I mean, I don't think that's part of the question. Like, I'm just kind of still in shock that this is even a question. I mean, this is, like, it's not okay to date. Like, you're my friend. And, like, what, did you just, like him the whole time that we were dating? And
probably, like, it sounds like it.
I mean, I always, like, thought he was attractive and kind, but I would never act on that while you were dating, you know?
You know, this kind of feels, it is weird, because you're basically saying, I'm going to sleep with a man that has slept with my bestie.
Yeah.
And sometimes we like to call this sloppy seconds.
Yes.
And Kim, that's what you would be.
Yeah. Because
she had him first.
Right.
You got to put it that way, too. Are you okay with that?
I just don't like the idea that, like, you'd be sleeping with the guy that I was sleeping with. Like, there are a million other guys out there, like billion, literally.
That's true.
And you can't find someone else?
Well, that's a good point.
Well, I heard that you can't find anybody in Madtown.
Well, no, you can't. It's dry out here.
According to the ladies. So,
it's dry.
You have to go after the guy that I was with for 2 years. Like, it's
2 years.
I don't think this is not okay with me. I mean, I appreciate you, like, letting me know that you have feelings for him and, like, asking if I'm okay, but the answer is no. Like, I'm not okay with this.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So, Kim, what do you feel about that now?
Yeah.
I mean, I feel like I have to sit with it, because I don't think you should be able to tell people what to do. Like, I'm clearly, like, approaching this in a way that's honest and respectful. Like, I could have gone behind your back and I didn't.
No, well, see, here's the thing, though. I'm not telling you what to do. Yeah. I'm just telling you how I feel. And I don't feel okay with this.
Let me ask you a question real quick, Kim. Have you slept with him already? Be honest. That's a yes.
Yes. Yeah, we have.
Whoa.
I knew it.
Jeez. I did not expect that.
Wow.
Oh my God.
Okay, so you're not asking me before. You're basically telling me wow.
You didn't care either way, right?
Ooh. Oh wow. Okay. All right.
Okay. I wasn't expecting that either.
Wow.
Well, listen, I'm not going to not assume that this friendship has just been tarnished and probably will not continue.
That's true.
No, it won't.
Mm-hmm.
No. Yeah, I don't think so. I wouldn't call you that. So
Wow.
Oh my gosh. That's not happening. I don't care. Like, and you made it seem like you were the good guy in trying to ask me permission before when you've already fucked him. Like, that's just messed up.
Yes, she did.
Good luck with your life with him. I'm sure you two will have a great, fantastically sex-worthy time, because he sure didn't do anything for me in bed.
See, there it is, girl. There it is. There it is. And that's why we move on.
Yes.
Krista and the Morning Rush on 93.1 Jams.